Hey, your girl Daisy is in the building. Hello, everyone.
How you doing, Daisy?
What's going on?
Nothing much, girl. You know, Sammy J so crazy.
Oh, really? Don't get cut, Sadie. Sadie, you don't want to get cut. Don't get cut.
Oh, man. Well, welcome, y'all. Welcome. It's another Tuesday. You know what that means. Another day for foolery. So, how was, this past week? I know a lot has had to have happened because a lot goes on just in a week of not being here.
I know. I don't know, like, On my end, it's been, like, kind of busy because, like I said last week, like, I've been preparing for my daughter's, like, her birthday party. So it's kind of crazy. And then the weather doesn't make it any better at all. Like, getting rained on and, like, being in that, like, traffic and, like, people driving crazy. So it's, like, a lot going on. But I don't know. I'm maintaining, still doing the same thing. Just really busy. Like, I can't wait till, like, her birthday is, like, over with already. Like, all these kids, and, like, I make sure, like, everybody eat, and it's, like, enough for everyone to go around. It's just, like, kind of crazy. I don't know. I've been slacking a little bit because of the party.
You've been slacking? Well, me getting your greasy.
Like, I know, but it's taking so much of my time. Like, I don't know, like, I really try and juggle everything, but I wish I had a twin, then that would be even better. If I could clone myself, it would be even better.
Man, you could clone yourself, never mind. I'm
going to be quiet. I'm just saying, if I could, I would be, like, so happy.
I'm telling you.
If I could.
I would slap both of you.
Shut up, Sadie. You sound silly. But no, what about you? Like, what's been up with you?
Oh, you know, the usual. Got the chance to, man, I had a busy, you talk about busy weeks. I had a busy week myself. My brother just left this morning, a big brother. He was here because he just recently got signed to Universal. He got a chance to perform while he was here. He's also moving product around for, because he's actually a distributor for Pitbull energy drink, so he was doing it out here.
Wow.
And I got a chance to show love to the community this weekend off my big Kyle Fest 2014. That was fun. One of the things that I do, I got to honor one of my family members.
Nice.
He actually got a proclamation from the city. And so from now on, September 13th would be known as J-Rock Day. And basically what we were recognizing him for was for winning two Grammys and this being a pillar in the community. And some of the stuff he's the magic man behind Drunken Love, behind Partition, behind most of the new Michael Jackson album, behind most of the Justin Timberlake new album, Jay-Z, Holy Grail, all that. So, we try to do a little something in the family, just a little something.
Very nice.
So, yes, it was definitely great to you know, honor him, have fun, and also raise awareness for sickle cell anemia and raise awareness for literacy, which this is National Literacy Month and Sickle Cell Awareness Month. So those two things, people realize, man, that sickle cell is very serious because of the males, the black males who get it, the life expectancy rate on average is usually around 35 to 40.
Wow.
Yes. And actually, one of my best friends who died back in March, he died and he had sickle cell. He was only 26 at the time. So it's a serious matter. People don't take into account that, you know, the, oh, whatever.
Right.
But it's very serious. And also, this is last literacy month. It's to encourage people to, man, be literate and go read. You know, it's good reading the blogs and stuff, but go read magazines that have good content of stuff that you can actually read, not just looking at butt naked asses. And go read a book. There's too many ways to read books now. You can read them on your phone, your computer, whatever. So there's no excuse why you shouldn't be reading at least something every day. Or it doesn't have to always be Harry Potter or something. Read something that's about your craft, like learning about the music industry or whatever, or learn about modeling, or learn about just something you're passionate about.
Right.
So, yes, yeah, so, you know, just be serious about that kind of stuff. And, hey, yes, that got me in my preacher mode.
Well, I will most definitely, like, take your word on that, and I will do some research on that because I know that T-Boss have it, and that's it. I don't know anything else about it, so I will do that this week for sure. In my busy schedule, I will do that.
Yes, also make sure that you sound like you're a person who does that. You push your daughter to do stuff, you know. Definitely, I would encourage her to have a love for reading. That's
Absolutely.
Something you want to continue to do that. Because when you read, you're very knowledgeable about everything. And can't nobody sneak anything on you if you're a person who likes to read and do your research.
I agree.
Well, yes. So, entertainment news. I saw like Angela was talking about on Facebook last night about watching Love and Hip Hop Hollywood. Did you get a chance to watch the season premiere?
No, I've been slacking. I haven't.
I did. You know, because you only show the stuff like 50 million times, so you can't miss them. Because they make sure you see everything. Matter of fact, let me see, right now, they got Space Jam on VH1 right now. Let's see, it's coming on again right after the show. So it's like you can't miss it because they always get the stuff on. So I caught it late night yesterday. I'm kind of so through with it already. It just started.
Is they, like, fighting and stuff already?
Yes.
Ratchet.
Already being ratchet.
Right. Shaking my head. So who's like,
Tamir
Marie heard,
is just,
like Little Fear.
Tamir Marie is just too much, man. People that got, as far as people you know, Tamir Marie, they got Love, Little Fizz, they got Marion. I don't know how interesting that is. They got Ray J. They got, to make sure I cover everybody that is known. And like I don't know why I'm just having a brain fart, everybody. Oh, they have, Soulja Boy. And Soulja Boy, his girlfriend, Teddy Riley's daughter. And it's a few other characters.
He go with her? He go with, who go with who?
Soulja Boy is, you know, he's, his girlfriend is Teddy Riley's daughter, who's also on the show.
Really?
Yep. So it's a lot of high mental. Tierra Marie just drives me nuts because she's trying to be Jocelyn so bad, and it's just pissing me off. I'm like, God, it's like she's trying too hard to be the bad guy. It's annoying.
Shaking my head. So, wait, I heard, but I did hear that Omarion's mother doesn't care for his baby mama or something. Is that true?
Yeah, she's like the, she's like, she's confused. She's like Scrappy's mom and Frankie in one. Not Frankie, Mama Jones.
Keisha Cole,
she reminds me of Mama Jones. Keisha Cole, mom messed it up. Mama Jones of Jim Jones' mom. She reminds me of that situation. She's like, you new to the family, so you gotta like everybody, but I don't have to like you. Like that kind of, that's the way she addressed her.
Okay.
Yeah,
so what
just
the girls
all that kind
say,
of stuff there is what you have looking for. Well, of course, she couldn't really say too much because it goes back to what her previous statement before she said that. She's new to the first, so she has to be kind of cognizant of trying to make sure she don't step on toes. You know how the game go. You just start talking to one. You can't really say what you want to say quite yet because you ain't quite acclimated all the way.
Right.
So you had to just kind of be careful at first. Everybody on
really,
this show, you don't really know, and I didn't really know until I watched the show. So, I mean, somebody think it's just as tough as I didn't mention them. Hey, get over it. But, hey, it's not public knowledge. It's not general knowledge of who the other people are.
Right. Okay. Well, I will have to check that later on tonight.
Oh yeah, it's a bunch of it's coming on at 11:30. So you'll be able to catch that again.
Nice. I will have to do that.
You're gonna come back next week and you're gonna like, what did I just watch?
I believe you though. I really do.
They're trying too hard to be loving hip hop Atlanta. It's just annoying. Like, how dare you try to insult my intelligence that, like, I don't know what the deal is. Like, seriously.
They got to get that money, Sadie.
They get that money, but can we make it a little bit different, not so predictable? Because, like, okay, you're going to be like this person. So now I know what you're going to do because you're going to try to emulate exactly that type of character too well.
Finny, it's cool. We gotta have a ratchet TV. Everybody can't be so like.
I mean, of course they're gonna be ratchet still, but don't be the exact. Don't be the same storyline to where I already know the storyline. Like I can predict exactly how you're gonna act. Like, don't be the exact same. Don't be carbon copy ratchet. Like, we're not that. Come on, give us a little more credit than this. We're not that.
Hey, Finny. Even the benefit of the doubt. Maybe it was just like that for the, you know, that first episode. It might get better. So let's just, like, see what happens. It might not be ratchet the whole season. So let's just wait and see.
Now, I'll tell you one thing was interesting. The conversation Omarion and Lil Fizz. I did find interesting with the conversation that Omarion and Lil Fizz had while they were at the barbershop. You know, they were kind of talking about how, like with the B2K stuff, of how they're making the transition to try to be solo artists, and people always, no matter what you do, and even if you're doing good at doing solo, people always want to push you back in the bubble of being only B2K. And so sometimes you got to try to make it over that hump of having to deal with that every time.
I think that just goes with any group, right? Because they do the same thing
exactly.
With Kelly Rose. They're always, like, besting each other, like, even Michelle and, like, Candy. Candy was on the Breakfast Club, and she was speaking in their own girl group situation or whatever. So I think it just comes with ranking, you know, when you start off in a group, and then you go solo. I think that just comes with it.
But, you know what, me personally, I mean, because I think being a group helps the first because you got that many more hands. Not necessarily money-wise, but as far as pushing the brand-wise, you got that many more people involved. that's the stars to make it happen. And then when you then you can use and then you can branch off to do your own stuff. You know, do it comfortably without it turning to like to drama. And I think that's a key theme because look at it, for instance, like Young Jeezy, he was in that Boys in the Hood group with Jody Breeze and whatnot, and he just happened to stem from that to, you know, becoming his own man. So that's what
right.
you got to do. You know, is you got to step, and people are obviously going to say, hey, well, you were in this group. Yeah, I think that's really more so an advantage because you want to be able to have that tie-in for people that already have built-in love to your brand already. So you shouldn't
right.
always try to disown it so fast.
I agree.
All right, well, I'm going to go to the music break because this is the time Angela yells at me in the headphones and tells me that it's time for music break. So here we go, y'all. We will be back right here on It's a Glamour, your boy Seti J in the beautiful... talented. She says she wants a twin of herself. All day.
You ever pray sometimes, man, about like things you need and want, family, friends, stuff like that? Yeah. I kind of crack myself up sometimes. The stuff I pray about be real simple, like just making it home. Yeah. My whole life I've been putting out fires that other people start. Hero hard, I just wanna play my equal part. When classes start, teacher's part is to keep us smart. But class clowns say it's a rapist up in Lincoln Park. So keep praying, kids playing, it's getting dark. Mom's getting sparked, no wonder what they swinging for. Where's Pops? He been gone since like a week before. What you sleeping for? We gon' need the preachers more. I choose keeping my soul over a pot of gold. Cause that pot of gold will leave you with a pot of nose. Started as dreams and schemes and a pile of goals. And with backstabbing friends, enemies, a pile of foes. And nowadays we so addicted to the hour shows. Lights done in the dark, I wonder where the power go. And the trend now is parting it with model hoes. My girl don't feel appreciated, tell me where the flowers go. They say where you start ain't always what you end with. That's kinda true, cause I'm wondering where my friends went. The ones that really know me care less about a fan base. You be cool with a lot of niggas to the fan break. I wanna make it for my fans, take my bro say. He'd rather pass on the topic that's lonely like hoes say. So it's a couple words I say to myself, couple words I pray to myself. I just wanna make it home. And you come in this world, man, with your family, your moms, your brothers, couple friends along the way, you know. And then you meet this girl, man, and she just come along and give it a whole new feeling, like something you never felt before, man. Yeah. She make me wanna give her everything she asks for, whether it's a trip or my cell phone passcode. And yeah, she trusts me, and I ain't got a hot shit, so I don't be lying like Tiger with a side chick. My mom told me a better man I better be. No lions, tigers, or bears. At first she was scared of me. Might change the game up, hit her with the pedigree. Get on one bending knee and hit her with a wedding ring. I can tell by how she kissing me, the only other chick besides moms who can love me unconditionally. Seen past the mystery, misery of my history. It's crazy when I entered her, said she seen her enemy. Her John Dillinger, if it's a public enemy. At first she wasn't into me, now she the puzzle's missing piece. So for everybody hating on me, got a bad chick waiting on me. I just wanna make it home. I come across this homeless dude all the time, man. I never judge him or nothing like that. I just see him, man. Never know what to say, man, but most of the time, man, I wonder what his pain is. Like, never know what got him to that point. Just never know, man. Yeah. I finally got enough nerve to go and ask him what happened in the past with your family and passion. It's so tragic. He say the world ain't been the same since he had seen his baby girl in the casket. So what happened? He a college graduate, can't understand how he in the hood pushing the basket. He a survivor, I figured that's the least it could be, since he lost his daughter to a drunk driver. The story goes, he was headed home, they had just talked on the phone, couldn't have been like half an hour. He walked through the door, what he didn't know, his wife had picked his daughter up on the way from a happy hour. The driver that his daughter lost her life to, same reason on that same day he lost his wife too. And he was 46, wondering where his daughter went. Gave up on car notes and mortgages. True story, Alexis and two-story up in Arlington. Life had made him give up on all of it. Couldn't look his wife up in the face, he couldn't handle it. Daughter name was Faith, he had lost them both, same date on the calendar. The whole time I'm sitting thinking, tearing up, wondering. When we pray to God, is he hearing us? Pondering, waiting for sunshine, where the summer went. Question is, when you lose hope, what's the punishment the money went? Then he lost his mind and his selfishness is evident. He happy with whatever I can help him with. Be careful with anything that bring life relevance. I'm telling you, cause I left out the part about the felony. It's been a better week. He happy I could reach to him, speak to him. Cold world, son, keep warm. That's what he told me, man. I just want to make it home.
Yeah.
Get lifted.
What I do, man?
I get lifted.
It's about 9 o'clock in the morning, man.
Get lifted.
I still ain't been asleep, man. Oh well. I got a light in my right hand though, so I guess you know what time it is.
Coming live from the struggle, but still so many blessings keep coming. I ain't mad, just appreciate them. I get lefted and appreciate them. You should do the same, take a blunt, roll it up and let's start with ourselves. To ourselves, we gotta act like we the best, but only me, I'm not acting. I'm a factor, they fear when they look at me. I know why, cause I'm the truth, man. I'm the truth, man. A lot of people so scared to the truth, man. So let the truth begin. The government is hell, they don't wanna see us win. So the hell with them, I hope they all burn in hell again and again. Light a blunt up in a blaze, and let's get lifted, nigga, float away, yes. Yeah, I'm just starting, I'm just warming up. You know, not too many metaphors and similes. I don't do all this shit, man, when I'm off the head, you know. Let's go. Chicago, this Chicago. Teens, will you let bygones be bygones? How many Darian and Albers must we see? Don't you see we all gon' be deceased if we keep killing each other every week? Shit, this man is fucked up, and ain't nobody trying to help us. Nah, man, getting lifted, appreciating life, man, I'm so glad to be alive. My granny says turned 71, it's an amazing feat. So proud of she, and she so proud of me. KV got its own companies and it's growing. Just out of town, I'ma be the greatest daddy that they ever seen. Me and baby mama, we gon' keep it clean.
Just listen.
Yeah. I'm just feeling my stuff right now, y'all.
Got me so high, but I'm even more high off of life. And next pills is a good feeling, but just to know that I'm alive is a better feeling. Baby, in ICU, nigga, ICU, trying to keep me down, but ever you can't do that now, no. Cause I got God in my life, he got me lifted in the sky, in the heavens. I'm hell bent when I'm living on these. Boys, don't make me have to f*** you up, fuck boy. Shit, Picasso's doing good. And A-Tech, he didn't move out the hood. He playing for Detroit Tigers now. $1 million contracts, he getting paid now. Oh, shit, let's go. You gotta smoke to that. Congratulations.
struggle, man. Live from the struggle, man. What can you say? We in the struggle. I'm reporting live. But even though we're struggling, we got so many blessings, man. And I'm so thankful. And you should be thankful too. Look around you. You ain't dead yet.
All right, back to Christy Grammers, Carolina Angela, Inga Dizzy.
I like those two songs, though.
Yes, yes, very positive. It did go over today's topic, most definitely. I want you to just this 281 number. I don't know. I know that one's bad, so who is this one? All right, let me see. Who we got for the 281? Call from 281. Okay, come back. Come back to them in a second. All righty. Okay, so let me go ahead and remind you guys what today's topic is. Would you like to take the honors, Ms. Desi, to remind everybody what today's topic is?
Sure. So tonight's topic is, are kids growing up too fast? Yes. I don't think it's going to take long for my answer. It's not going to take a while. Because my answer is most definitely yes. Like, I have to say yes.
Okay. Expound a little bit why you said yes. Definitely. No, your answer was definitely yes. Expound on why you said that.
Because of my surroundings, I have a little brother. And I work at a jail facility where they're on an age, the adolescent age. So, yeah, like they trying so hard to grow up and do grown-up things instead of really just taking it easy and taking their time and just like waiting for that moment until they actually get to that grown-up status, you know what I mean? Like after college and, you know, you use your degree, you know, in your career field that you went to school with, like, you know, just going down that right path. And it's all about, like, got to make that fast money now. Like, I'm a man. Like, I'm a woman. Like, I'm a grown woman. I can do, you know, I got a job. I got a car. So, like, I could do what I want to do. In reality, it's not all about that, though. Like, I'm a grown woman, and I have a job, a very good job, with Harris County, and I am exhausted. It's not all what they make it seem like it is, and they don't realize that because they're so young. It's a sad case, but I just think they're growing up so fast, even, you know, with being sexually active. You know, they hear the songs that come on the radio, and I'm not blaming hip-hop on R&B. I'm not blaming. I'm not pointing the fingers at them at all in no kind of way. But they hear certain things and, you know, they get curious, you know, and want to see what that life is and what it be like. So, you know.
Exactly.
I just think they really are growing up too fast. They are.
Okay, I'm glad you set that up. For me, the question more so for me is, with today's topic is, and what aspect are we speaking of? Because by growing up, as far as, you know, I guess in a sense of saying, being able to, break their brains are growing up so fast that they're able to retain information a little bit faster. Yes, and that's
what? Oh, are we? Because I didn't. Okay, well, see, the thing was when
I'll tell you what I mean by that. Not saying that we're I'm just saying a lot of kids are assuming that they're growing up fast, they can retain information. But I think kind of the reason why you just made that reaction, it's legitimate why you did that reaction. Is yet while at one point, yes, they are getting smarter and whatnot, but are they trying to learn the right stuff? That's the question you're at. That's more the question, you know, which is why your response to what you said, what, is so valid, because the fact that they are getting smarter, they're able to find out stuff more about, like you said, they're able to learn about being sexually active way too fast. And so they want to experiment with it. It's more than wanting to experiment with it so much, especially when you see all these twerk videos all the time. And it just, you know, it's pretty much like, for instance, and you, while you're saying we're not complaining hip hop, I mean, it's every music genre, period. I mean, and it don't matter if black or white, they tell you to turn your head. It's about, let's glorify the strippers, glorify the twerkers, glorify the drug dealers. It's like, now you got, it's like, you know, people know how I am. I don't care about that, but when you try to make it into mainstream thinking that this is the cool thing to do, like, and that's when that's all you continuously see, and everybody, it's like everybody's doing it, it kind of pushes people to go that route. And we not doing enough pushing. I think a lot of times it's not just the kids' fault. It goes back to the adults. We're not doing a good job of pushing this stuff to these kids in order to show them that, hey, you know, the people who are doing other stuff besides what people just always make it seem the status quo is doing, they don't do a good job of actually mentoring these kids and getting out here and saying, hey, it's all right, and taking by the hand and really mentoring them. They kind of just like, hey, whatever, let me donate this check. Yes, the checks help, but get out in the field and help them, because it'll have much more of a long-term factor.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like when you just throw money, money to me a lot of times is just a Band-Aid for situations, but if people learn how to act accordingly, then when they get the money, they know how to act. And that's what we're messing up at. But what I will say now, as far as another thing with kids growing up too fast, like, you know, like, I would say this, like, people being mature into learning stuff too, like, quick. Like, this reminds me of something someone told me. And I just, it's ironic this we doing this this week, because someone posted a post up, and this man's like in his, I would say, from 40s. It was 40s, and he made a status about this earlier. It was about me. He said, this young man is not just someone I'm proud to call a friend, but he is someone that I come to admire for his drive at such a young age. We never hear of successful young brothers doing their thing until they mess up. But the more I learn about Seti J, the more I admire him. And so on and so on, you know, kind of want to sign on saving the plug-in all day, but he was just saying support, and he wanted to say support this Airtel Mocha and other men like him who don't get the respect or acknowledgement they deserve. And for that, as far as what you can take from that is a lot of times people just assume, as far as growing up, like, I've always been ahead of the curve of just not just being a dreamer, but actually trying to go forth and put in my all and making it happen, and not just doing that, but while I'm doing it, make sure I treat people right. So in some aspects, it has made me come off as being more mature or being older than what I am. So in that aspect, it's good, because if you're growing up and you understand this stuff that some people that are are in their 30s and 40s, they still haven't figured out yet, and you're at a young age, then that's a good thing. So if you're growing up at the right, you're growing up in the right way, then that's a good thing. It's when people are more so being taken on the negative side of growing up, and that's the stuff you're doing, that's the problem.
Right. And I think that's what Angela meant. I don't think she meant wrong so fast. Like, they're smart, they're, you know, they're indulging in, like, and progressing in, like, something that's positive. I don't think she brought it to my attention. I don't think that's the word she meant. I think she was talking about the young girls and the young guys that are actually, like, indulging in activity, like, down the negative route of it. Like, you understand what I'm saying? Like, I don't think I think that's what she wanted. I don't think it was the, I don't know. She's not here, so I really don't know, but I think that's what it was.
Yeah, but that's a good analysis, though, Dizzy.
But you know what? The thing is, though, not trying to cut you off, I was at the gas station today, and it was me and my mom, and I went inside to pay the gas, whatever, and then get a bottle of water, and there was a girl in there. She had to be like, maybe 16, it looked like. Yeah. She was in there with a guy, whatever, and he looked young, so around probably the same age. She had booty shorts. I know you know how volleyball girls used to be, like, really fit. She didn't have that body type. But you know the volleyball shorts, the black tights they wear at the games. She had on shorts like those with, like, a little T-shirt that was, like, super tight. So I guess some dude came in inside the gas station and wanted to, like, the Frito pie to the cheese fries or whatever they have in there. And
right.
I guess she noticed him, and she was like, so what's up? Like, what's up, bro? And, like, all that stuff. And he was like, man, girl, where your clothes at? Like, you tripping. She was like, oh, you acting funny? He was like, nah, I ain't acting funny. I'm just like, where your clothes at? See, she, you know what? I was just like, this is crazy. What is she doing? Like, really? I noticed what she had on, but I was just like, she tripping. Like, for real, really? Like, come on now. She's doing it for attention. But, you know, and even in Party City, it was another black chick. I'm sorry, I love my black women, but it's just some just do the most. She had booty shorts on. Remember, like, the weather was, like, nasty. She had booty shorts on. Like, she was a thick girl, and, like, she had, like, a really big, oversized man T-shirt. It was, like a white tee. And she tied it up in a bag, but she kind of raised it up so she could show her stomach. It was just, like, stuff like that. I just feel like this. They do the most. And I think it's very funny. But yes, I don't think they're growing up for that. Because you're still 15, 16. I wasn't even dressing like that 15, 16. Like, I wish I would.
No, I mean, and I dress it. I mean, even though, like you said, where she probably was going, I dress for both sides. You know how I do. I try to, so that people understand both arguments and understand, because I try to speak from both arguments and then try to bring it to effect to what I essentially think. And, no, I mean, for me, I'm just the whole fact of people are not growing up at the right way. And, people do think everyone's life path is different, but, heck, if you can do anything to change, you can do anything to help fit, to make sure it's as positive as possible, then do so.
Right. I mean, like, I can do that. I don't have a problem. I don't have a problem with that, speaking to young girls. I mean, even with my daughter, I listen to Disney at, what is it, 1590 Disney radio station? Because I know it starts at home. Like, I know that. So you will be exposed to those things in due time. But as of right now, she will not be. But my thing is, you know, they grow up so fast. And even it's the guys, too. Like, I worked at the male prison just Sunday. and they tag their fans, and they do it not just in jail, but outside, and it's like, look at what you, like, showing us. You know what I mean? Like, perception is valid. They're going to automatically assume that, oh, well, he must be, you know, they're going to pass judgment because of the way you dress, the way you carry yourself, the way you walk, because it's broken English, it's not proper English. You know what I mean? It's just like, come on, like, for real? Not only are you growing up too fast, but you kind of look in, I don't want to be mean, but you ignorant.
Yeah, but here's the thing, I mean, of devil's advocate, people are growing too fast, but at the same time, some people are going too much backwards, or some of these adults are going backwards too much. Because some of these adults, man, they be growing behind women in their 40s on doing teenage girls, so worried about haters and stuff, and it's ridiculous.
Right.
Like, why are they hating on me or fighting folks? You've been in your 40s, you still fighting folks. If you ain't getting paid in an MMA fight or something, you need to keep your damn hands to yourself. I even say that in your 20s. You know, after a certain time, you know, yes, you're such as growing too fast as a child, but once you are grown, you gotta start thinking a little bit and fighting folks. You still fighting folks as a grown man, grown woman. You need to evaluate your life because it's stupid. And don't give me, let me go ahead and play devil's advocate on this. Don't give me that crap, well, man, that's just the way we do it in the streets. I don't want to hear that crap because in that day, I'm from the streets. Just because I don't act, quote, unquote, what people think you're supposed to act like you're from the streets, don't get it twisted.
What is that? Is that like you trying to say you live like in poverty or like what is it? The streets? Like what
no.
is that? Like what are you talking
no,
about?
No, not see, like you know, like inner city, like you know, inner city, black community, like you know,
because the urban area of the major city of Texas, really.
Oh,
okay.
Or the hood, as some people call it. Yeah. But, you know, because, I mean, it's kind of like, you know, I just use that because, you know, people always say street smart and book smart, just kind of tied into why I chose that term. But, I mean, you got people always mix it up on how you got to act, and that's not the case. I know some of the most gangster people in the world who don't always have to feel like they got to fight or throw their hood up every time you see them just to try to prove that they hard. You don't have to do that. And because that's what some people mess up at, too. I feel that on the other side of the spectrum is too many grown people not acting grown enough. After a certain point, you got to start acting grown now. Because as a child, you can grow up too fast, but as an adult, you can not grow up enough.
That is so true, though. That is so true.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Now, some people use it. Because how tall are you, Desi? You hear me? How tall are you, Desi? Uh-oh.
Hello?
Oh, there you go. Desi.
Yes.
How tall are you?
I'm 5'4".
5'4". Okay, see, some people, they don't grow, you know, they're not growing too fast. I mean, you just 5'4", so you ain't grow up too fast.
Whatever, Teddy. Whatever, get out of here.
All right, let me go ahead and set these phone lines. We got two people from the Houston area trying to speak. Let me see. We got someone from the 281. That was not fast. I know the other one was fast, but let's go to this person first. Who do we got? Call from 281. That press the one. That press one to speak. What's up?
Hello.
Maybe it was an accident, because they didn't press it so many times. I'm like, maybe you want to speak, maybe you don't. Then come back, but don't come to us.
Hotel telling us later, like, mad, like, why can't you answer my phone line?
We didn't answer it twice now, okay? Now, you didn't make, you're insulting my intelligence now. All right, so that's the other one, because that one is Fats. What's up, Fats?
What's good, y'all?
Very much, man.
I know.
You know.
How you doing, Desi?
Good, I'm good.
As the topic at hand, there's a lot of points that I've noticed where things changed up. The first point is I remember a time where you would be around your mama or your grandmother, and they would tell you to go to another room. You can't hear what grown folks are talking about. You remember those days?
Mm-hmm.
Get out of my mouth, and they send you to another room or they'll send you outside. And remember when computers first came out and you had to dial up and your mom got the computer, but there were certain websites you couldn't go to. It was like some kind of tool blocked on it to where you couldn't even look at the website. And it's like now those two things, along with the fact that when you do come from an urban area or a quote-unquote broken home, you put value in the wrong things. So when you see these videos and these rappers and these drug dealers and these strippers and you see the stuff they have, your best to hurry up and get what they got, because that, quote-unquote, makes you feel like you that person. If the drug dealer got the car, no matter how young you are, you want to hurry up and get that car.
True.
Or if the stripper got all this money, you probably want to be a stripper and get that money with her, not knowing that the values that she's using to get that are not really on par with what it's supposed to be. And another thing y'all were talking about, once upon a time I had a little cousin. He's a few years younger than me, and at that time I noticed that he tried to do everything I was doing. I was in college at the time, and he was in high school. And everything I did, he tried to emulate it. He tried to do what I do. If I had a girl over, he wanted a girl over. If I went to a club, he'd be like, man, what that club like? Like, you know what I mean? Like, he was kind of wanting to do what I was doing, but it wasn't the time for him yet. And, well, with social media, which is taking a place for the parental block on things, you get everything happening at one time. It's not that kids today are smarter. It's just back then information came so slow that you know about a story, and then it took like months on end for another story to come. These days, it's like 8 stories a day. The next day, yesterday's stories are old. These stories are new. Mayweather, 50 Cent, like everything comes so fast. That's why they call it the information age. So you can get it at the drop of a dime. If you got symptoms, if you feel like you're coughing, you can Google WebMD. Then, like, it's so much that then it just have access to it. So you're not necessarily smarter. You just got the better system. You got the better game system. It's not Atari or Super Nintendo. You got a PS4. You got an Xbox. You got all these things that are just simply better. And like I said, like Desi spoke on some things that she's seen, which to me is a kid from a broken area where, like, your values are totally messed up because you're in a broken system. If you got a household where it's your mom and your dad and they work and they provide for you and they do all these things, 9 times out of 10, you don't grow up there because you have a chance to be a child. When you're in a broken home, the father gone, you got to be a man. If your mother gone or your mother worked too much, you got to be a woman. Like, there's so many situations where you're kind of forced to grow up. You're forced to grow up too fast.
Exactly. And bro, I mean, a lot of people, they took it for, I mean, especially if your parents are doing stuff for you and allowing it, I can't stand the people who, more so, who aren't from broken areas, who were born into areas of privilege, and they want to try to fit in so bad that they just do the most ratchet stuff possible, and they can't just bend themselves. You know, it's why try to make it hard on purpose?
Yeah.
You come into privileged areas and you want to try to do the most, and then wonder why things are happening a certain way.
Yeah. Another thing I wanted to touch on is there once upon a time was a time where a parent would hear about some news, and he would choose or she would choose if she wanted to share it with her kid or not. Like, this is a story like about a killer or a rapist. And you say, okay, that's a little too violent for my kid. But I won't show him that. And social media, you never know what pop up on somebody's timeline, somebody's wall. You never know what somebody's going to repost, retweet, share. Like, all of a sudden, your kid now knows that it's rapers in Dallas. And now he knows about rape and he knows about all this other stuff. Like, we used to come to school and talk about Martin. Like, man, remember Martin last night when Tommy said this and Cole did that? And now it's just so much different. Like, like you coming to school talking about somebody chopping somebody's head off and they had a ninja suit on, and like, it's just too much. It's way too much for a kid.
But
I think more so, I think it's more so too, going on to what you said, like, you're a parent trying to teach your kid this and that, but I think a lot of times the kids end up having a lot. You end up having, as a parent these days, you end up having to tell people stuff, your kids some stuff a little sooner than you want to, because your kid goes to school and they keep hearing these kids that got these negative influences in their life talk about something, and you can't, and you wondering what they talk about. So you go home to mom and go, Mom, what's this they talking about? You know, because the information is so readily available, these kids have learned so fast, and then you got to try to, and then those kids come to school because their parents allowed them looking at stuff too soon. They come to school sharing that stuff with people, and you got to, and then as a parent, you got to explain to them what that means, and you can either try to sugarcoat it or you can keep it real, because sometimes if you sugarcoat it, it can mess up stuff later on, to where they'll pull some naive move because you told them some misinformation in order to try to protect them.
Yeah.
I agree. But what I was going to say, and what I'm going to say, it goes back to what Fetty J is just said too, because the way Fats is saying, okay, that's how I was raised, right? So I feel like with me having a 2-year-old, then I need to make sure I'm doing everything I can to make sure she don't know too much, because they can know a little bit too much before they need to know certain information. But always have communication between the mother and daughter open, so if she hears something from her friend or something that's going on at school, she will feel comfortable enough to tell me, oh, Mom, I heard this today in school, and I just kind of wanted to talk about it. And I feel like at that moment, I could say, okay, well, let's talk about it. Like, what you think about it? What do you know about it? And, you know, in return, after hearing her response to that question, then I can in turn and ask her something or tell her my insight on that situation. Mm-hmm. Because they know too much. And I feel like you don't need to, like, have a cell phone in middle school and, like, all that stuff, and just, like, the regular, like, I know things happen, so just get, like, a prepaid phone, you know, with just limited to certain things, because there's too much going on, and I don't want her to be, I don't know, maybe I'm overbearing, maybe, I don't know, I'm overprotective a little bit, I don't want to shelter her, but I just don't want her to know too much before she needs to, you know what I mean? because yeah. the 3 year old, she don't need to. But no, I tell my auntie all the time, because the other day she had told my mama, what did she say? I beat you. No, she said, cut, no, she say, shut up. I'll slap your face or something like that. And saying that type of words in language is ridiculous.
Right, and it goes back to what people are ridiculing. It's kind of, we just come on topic what you're talking about now, but it's not on topic necessarily with the topic in itself. It goes back to, like, with the Adrian Peterson situation about people talking about what he did. Yeah, it's, I mean, the situation is, and you can't tell nobody how, the thing is you can't tell someone how to raise their kids. You know, that's something you should, but as far as, you know, speaking on what the situation is.
Sorry.
You got a 4-year-old kid. Now you good? You got a 4-year-old kid. You're getting a 4-year-old kid a whooping that. I mean, I think it's a little much for a 4-year-old. I think it's a little, you know, because yeah, some people are like, oh, well, you know, I just feel so different. If you don't give out whoopings, you giving out an extreme whooping like that at age 4, that's a little much.
I mean, who knows?
Because, you know, it's not enough teaching the kids. I think it's just, and I like the parents who do this, like, where, you know, yes, you get in trouble if you do something wrong, but also, too, teach the kids about decision-making. You know, present these decisions in front of them and tell them why, or tell them the consequences of a decision. Teach them that instead of just giving them one thing, because you know how it is. You know, if you only give me one option and I figure out another one, I'm going to get rebellious to the other one because you didn't tell me. So tell me why I shouldn't do this, or why I should do this and why I shouldn't do this, and give me a choice so that because that's how you learn right from wrong. Because if you just tell me what's right, I mean, what's right, and I don't know. You know, you just said what's wrong, but I don't know what the right thing is to do. Then how can you expect me to act right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That situation is a perfect one, though. Let's just say Adrian Peterson's story broke, and every kid that gets disciplined in, like, a strict manner where you just might have a mark on you or a whip or whatever it is, and say, oh, you can't beat your kid, you can go to jail for it. And all these kids just decide, hey, I'm about to tell on my parents.
Right.
My mama hit me hard last. Like, this is a story that kids shouldn't see because it's an adult thing. There is a such thing as parent and adult. No, we're not on the same level. And it's not just the kids knowing, it's the kids knowing the information and forming their own opinion about it, based on being kids or taking their friend's opinion on it.
Yes.
Like, hey, this is what it is. Like, no, that's not what it is. You're a kid. And just like a kid can get molested or something at an early age and it affects him his whole life, a kid getting information that's incorrect when he's young, it can do the same thing. It can very much so do the same thing.
I agree. I don't know. Can't we just get back to the days where they, like, you know, go in the other room while grandma's talking. Like, that's like the perfect example that you use. I've heard it all my life. I can hear it. And I'm 26. So it's
I'm taking that further, what you just said. Why do we go back to a time where when you want to watch Love and Hip Hop, tell your kid to go in the other room so they're not exposed to watching not just conversation, but not watching those kind of shows and learning how to be thottish.
That's what I'm saying. That's why I told you. My daughter, when we get in the car, my radio station is on 1090 AM Disney for my little girl. Because I'm so serious. Because not just for the language, you know, sometimes Charlamagne will say the S word or something like that. But just, like, in general, the commercials, the just, like, whatever. Like, I want it to be easy for her now. I don't want her to just, like, go, just be two. That's all I'm saying. Just be two. you'll be 3 in the next week. So just be 2 for now. And then when you get, you can, because you got enough time to listen to all of that and look at all of that.
Yeah.
They used to tell me all the time, them boys going to be there. Them boys going to be there. I promise you, you're not missing out on nothing.
No.
So it's like, just can't we please just go back? It was, you know, oh, if I could, I would, girl.
Yeah. Let's go back to Saturday morning cartoons. Cartoons when you came home from school. Like, it was a certain time where we even watched TV. We wasn't
exactly.
up late just watching random whack foul stuff. Like, it was a time where you couldn't say bitch on TV, but now you can. And,
exactly.
like, it's just so much going on to where you're like, okay, you don't know. Well, you can't pick which channel your kid can watch because you don't know what's going to happen on this channel, what's going to happen on the show,
exactly.
the commercial.
Right.
Like, what's going on?
Right. Right. That's true. I know. That is so true.
I mean, personally,
yeah,
I'm my closing point on people growing up too fast. I'll make sure I'm doing my due diligence before I make my statement. I'm making sure I'm checking on. Okay, I need to see. Okay, is someone? I'm trying to do my math. God. Okay, dang. Hold on. Ariana Grande is 21. Okay, I can't make my comment on. I was about to say, I thought Ariana Grande was like just turned 18 or something, and I was about to say that's an example of growing up too fast. But it's confused. But see, that's another thing that's confusing. That going on my last point, when you got Nickelodeon shows, and you got your Nickelodeon shows of these adult people are playing kids. It's too confusing that right away you see them playing these adult roles so soon.
Yeah.
Because the thing is, they were adults when they were doing these kid roles, but they couldn't come out and say that because they were playing on kids shows as kids, and so the kids are clicking with them as kids. So I think that's another problem too. We got too many these adult stars that's in kids shows and whatnot, making this influencing these kids to go, oh, I want to be like her. And it's like, whoa, because I had to think about it because I heard that Bang Bang song and I was yesterday and I was like, wait, I like really listened to it yesterday. And I was like, Ariana Grande too young to be saying stuff like that, but now it makes sense now, And that goes back into kids growing too fast. They see somebody they know from Nickelodeon show, and you just talked on Nickelodeon show yesterday, where then you turn your head, and they talking about Bang Bang up to the room. Like, what? I just saw you on 7K yesterday on a new episode, and you going to sit here and tell me you for talking about Bang or something? It's confusing these kids. So they like, oh, my child starts saying that right now. That means that's the right thing to do. That's confusing kids.
Right.
God, I just found out. That was news. That was news I just found out. Oh, Lord. But I guess it's that time. Desi, you got any last-minute words you want to say?
Just be proudful, because that's my secret, because I'm a first-time mom. I don't know what I'm doing. And in order for me to just make sure I'm a good mom towards her, I just have to, ask God to please teach me, tell me what I need to do. So just stay prayerful and just be very aware and observant with children nowadays. That's all I got to say.
Bam. And just like that. All right.
Upsetting.
And just like that, and yeah, man, your twin, man. Let me know when she in town, man. Hook me up with your twin.
When I find her, I'll let you know.
All right, let me know, man. Let me know what's going down, man. What's going down? All right, y'all. We rolled her out. Angela, we miss you, just like you. Okay, I'm not going to get nothing about it. All right, well, we're out. We'll see you next Tuesday right here,
Same time, same place on Glitz and Glamour.
You just want to
hang
out. Boys, Teddy J.
Hey, your girl, Desi.
Sweet dreams, everyone.
Good night.
Good night.